This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, baraka nabiyyana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam, taslimin kathira thumma ma ba'd. We're still reading from the book of Al-Mujahada, struggling for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From Riyad al-Salihin, Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala brings hadith number 101. قال وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال حجبت النار بالشهوات وحجبت الجنة بالمكاره حيث متفق عليه. وفي رواية مسلم حفت, it means, which means the same thing. So the meaning of the translation here, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم says, قال the hellfire is surrounded with all kinds of desires and passions, and Jannah and paradise is surrounded with all adversities and hardships and difficulties, basically. Rawahu al-Bukhari wa Muslim. What does that mean? How is that related to al-mujahada, jama'ah? How is that related to struggle for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I mean, what means is that if you're going to be going to Jannah, you're going to have a rosy path to Jannah, right? Is it true, jama'ah? Al-Jannah's rosy path? Absolutely not. There are a lot of obstacles you have to jump over and go underneath, and so many things that you have to struggle in order to get into Al-Jannah. حُفَّةُ الْجَنَّةُ بِالْمَكَارِهِ. Jannah was surrounded with hardships and difficulties. Makareh, the word makareh means dislikes, things that you don't naturally desire to do. Like how many of us would really, really desire to wake up يعني, in the middle of the night when it's freezing cold, and you're in the warmth of your blanket, mashallah, to go and wash your hands and your face with cold water? I mean, alhamdulillah, for a true worshipper, yeah, I would do that. I have no problem with this, right? But for somebody, Allahu ghafur rahim, khalas, I'll wake up at dhuhr, inshallah, ta'ala. Right? It's not easy. It's not easy. And Allah mentioned that clearly in the Quran. When it comes to get into al-Jannah, it's not going to be easy. Even in terms of ibtila'at. Alif lam mim mahasib an-nas yutruku yaqulu amanna wa hum la yuftanun. Like people, they think they're going to be said, we believe, and left out without being tested. He said, we're going to test you with everything. So to get to al-Jannah, you're going to have to struggle to go through all these things with grace to get to Jannah. As for Jahannam right now, to protect yourself from Jahannam, you need to protect yourself from what leads to Jahannam. And what leads to Jahannam? As the Prophet described over here, قال بالشهوات, desires. What does that mean? What the nafs is inclined towards, what the nafs desires, all these things are surrounding Jahannam. Which means if you're going to go after these matters, you end up where? In the wrong direction. So to protect yourself from that, you're going to have to do mujahada to resist that. And that coincides with Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah speaks when he talks about al-mujahada or al-sabr. He says, al-sabr thalath. Al-sabr, patience, at three levels. Number one, al-sabru ala ta'atillah. You have to exercise patience in the performance of the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah says, wake up to pray for fajr, you wake up to pray for fajr. When Allah says, make wudu, you make wudu. But it's cold, still I'm going to make wudu. You have to abstain from eating, drinking during the month of Ramadan for the sake of spirituality, then you're going to have to abstain from that. You deprive yourself of all these desires, self-discipline, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now that's mujahada. That struggle for the sake of Allah. The first category. The second category, as-sabru an ma'siyatillah. That you exercise patience and you do mujahada, struggle for the cause of God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by resisting and abstaining from doing the things that will be displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Violating His rules. For example, drinking alcohol. You can't do that. Yeah, what? One sip. It's not even one sip. You're not allowed to drink wine or alcohol at all because that's prohibited. You shouldn't do that. You can't eat pork, for example. You can't steal. You can't lie. You can this, you can that. All these things are prohibitions. They were mentioned clearly in the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I need, as a believer, to try my best to resist falling into these desires and shahawat. As shahawat, if you look at the desires, they're on the lower level, right? Spirituality is in the upper level. So if you would like to reach the level of angels, you're going to have to ascend up. You go up. Going up goes against what, jama'ah? Gravity. Right? But if you want to go with desires, they're below. They're lower level. Right? So what do you need to do to get to the desires? Just let go. Let go of all these restrictions, all these morals, all these akhlaq and manners, and you find yourself just sinking and immersing yourself in the whole thing. So you need to resist the ma'siyah, the sin, and also resist in performing the ibadah to do it perfectly. The third level of mujahada, قال الصبر على أقدار الله, to exercise patience in the face of the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which means the decree. The decree of what? The decree of sickness, the decree of destruction, the decree of fire, that I have no control over it. But I need to exercise the utmost level of patience in the face of all these things. That's part of the mujahada. And this hadith speaks about these two things, that you resist when it comes to staying away from the shahawat that leads to Jahannam, and also you resist by keeping steadfast on the path that leads to Jannah, even though it's hard and difficult, but you still need to do that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us firm on the path to Jannah, Ya Rabbil Alameen, and protect us from the path that leads to Jahannam. Wallahu alam. Any question, Jama'ah? All right. Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Guys, keep in mind that tonight is going to be cold, freezing cold. Temperature is going to drop.